Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Zen. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 14, entitled El Matadero.
Right. What does that mean?
It translates to the slaughterhouse, and
Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, slaughterhouse, slaughter yard, and I believe it was based off a short story from the 1830s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know what it really had to do with the episode, maybe because the place that they're at, like, where they trade and everything like that is maybe pretty depressing and everything. So, yeah. All right, Gary, we watched the episode a couple times now. What did you think?
I thought it was great. It was an amazing episode. Director did an excellent job. The visual effects, you know, when Nick was going through his moment.
Yeah.
He was high, man.
He was high. We felt high with him because it was like you got to see it from his point of view.
We did. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't have anything bad to say about it.
I think we only have one dislike. And I watched the episode twice and maybe it's still something I'm sort of missing. And I did read articles on it when we get to it. And they seem to understand the people that were reading or the writing the articles. But I'm like, it's still a dislike for me because I didn't really catch what was going on. So we'll get to that. And that's our only dislike. So the episode was written by Alan Page, who's worked on Walking Dead or Fear, and directed by Stefan Schwartz, who's also worked on Fear in the past.
Okay.
If it's your first time listening, we do our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we have an award and prediction.
The I Ain't Fearing Shit Award.
Yep, and most likely to die.
Which Nicole guess every damn week now.
Every week. Every freaking week.
I think Nicole have like a pad. Like they let her see the episode ahead of time.
I have an inside scoop on someone that works on Fear. And they tell me he's going to die.
And how they're going to die.
I should start labeling my most likely dies as a spoiler. Because I'm right. Also, we only have one more episode left. So next Sunday is a 2-hour season finale. You guys already know if you listen to our podcast how I feel about these 2-hour episodes.
Way too long.
Way too long for Fear. I mean, it's almost too long for Walking Dead, but it's definitely way too long for Fear.
It's way too long for any show.
Any show. Like, give us an hour and a half. Come on. 2 hours is ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
I mean, we live in a social media age. Social media where, you know, you had to get your information in like 1 minute or less.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, you just lose focus.
I definitely lose focus on these 2-hour premieres and finales. I will say, though, so it's a possibility we may not be able to, well, not cover it. We will cover the episode, but I will be out of town. So it's possible that if we watch the full 2 hours Sunday night, we'll try to podcast then, but it's going to be late. Or we will podcast upon my return, which will be Wednesday or Thursday night. So,
or you might get your boy by himself.
Oh, or Gary might do it by himself. Hey, I'm all for that.
Not really.
So we'll see. So next week is a little sketchy, but we would still love to hear from you guys. We would still love to get reviews and ratings on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to do that. And then just know that The Walking Dead will be on the same feed, and we'll start that immediately the next Sunday. And we do instant cast for The Walking Dead. All right, let's get to it. Our first like is Ophelia falling off the truck.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, I guess I did have an issue. The only issue I had is she wasn't scraped up enough. Like, I was expecting to see, like, road rash, road burn, more skin gone. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, that was, like, brought us in with a boom.
Yeah, like, so I watched Talking Dead, and the actress Mercedes, she talked about how her stunt double, when she did the scene, and she did it several times, on that final one, boom, like, when she fell, her skin was all scraped up. So, yes, I do agree. They should have probably went with that. They should have probably had her face scratched up a little. Because, I mean, it was a hard boom.
It was.
And when she first fell, all I thought was, like, damn, she must be super tired. Like, why didn't Walker switch spots with her? How are you going to have your girl sitting out here holding on for dear life on this truck and you on the inside? Like,
yeah.
I have thoughts on that whole Walker situation later. But So I didn't think she was bit. I thought she was tired, you know? But I did enjoy it. So once we find out that Ophelia is sick and bit, and they go to the place where they're going to do trades, and they're trying to get into the gate, into the facility, Madison told Ophelia, smile because your life depends on it.
Which it did.
Yeah. And I like that. You kept seeing the guy stare at her or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
It's the apocalypse. I'm pretty sure everyone's suspicious of everything, especially when someone's looking sick.
Sweating extra hard.
Right. Like, I don't care.
Barely standing up by themselves.
Yeah, because a common cold. We saw it on The Walking Dead. Was that season 4 when everyone got sick and they had to lock themselves in the cells? Yeah, so, like, a common cold could be deadly. Very, very deadly.
It can. But I think they played their cards, like, too quick at that moment. Meaning that, you know, the guy was looking at her extra hard, which we knew that it couldn't end right there.
Right.
We already knew that the guy wasn't going to stop her, that she would have to at least see Daniel or get to the moment, get close to that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I wouldn't have been surprised if he stopped her right then and there and Madison talked their way out of it. So if that had, or if she got killed right then and there, that would have been a pretty, like, oh my gosh, they killed, you know, them killing her right now anyways was a shocker. But then if they would have killed her, like, right at the beginning of the episode, that would have been like, oh shit, I didn't see that coming.
Right, right.
All right, so this was actually my dislike, but you liked it. And this is Strand telling Madison, like, to consider her move, stop squandering the little they got. You tell me first why you liked it, and I'll say why I didn't.
I mean, Strand was right. I mean, it's your moves. You have to think smart now. It's a zombie apocalypse. Like she said before, you better smile as your life depend on it. Every move you make right now, your life depends on it. And right now, they need their weapons. I mean, Ophelia, she's bitten. She's gone. There's nothing they can do about it. You don't need the water anymore. So you got to think of head now. The only reason that she was meeting up with Daniel is for the water exchange. Now you don't have Ophelia. Now what are you meeting with Daniel for? It's time to move on.
Well, what is so wrong with meeting with Daniel? Like, that's another safety net.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. But you got to think ahead. That moment is past. It's gone. Ophelia's dead. I mean, she didn't know how Daniel was going to react knowing that Ophelia was bitten.
Man, I mean, if they don't go to Daniel and they just, oh, well, Ophelia died, one day Daniel will catch up to him, whether it's a year or 2 years from now.
Maybe.
And then what? Now they're going to be killed. Like, oh, shit, well, he died. You saw Travis, what happened to Travis, and that was an accident. So I didn't have a problem with that. But here's my problem with what I disliked about it. And it was not a show dislike. It was a character dislike. You know, I've liked Strand pretty much since the beginning, since we met him. But him telling Madison, like, oh, you squandered the little we got. Like, dude, just 2 episodes ago, Madison gave up everything to free you. You know, she sacrificed her kids' lives, all the people on the ranch, their lives, all of that to save you.
Well, shit, I'm free now.
It reminded me, like,
Brand new.
When Gary and I first met, I had a few roommates. And, like, 1 month, one roommate didn't have rent, right? And they would tell the other roommate, you gotta go, you ain't got the rent. And then the next month, the roles switched, and now they acted brand new. And that's how I feel Strand was. Strand was acting brand new, like, dude, last month you just didn't have your rent. You was about to get killed. You almost died. Now that someone else on the chopping block...
I mean, he actually got evicted.
You're acting brand new. Yeah, you got evicted, Strand. She saved you. She came and saved you. So just that selfishness, I did not like, because it was like you were just in that situation.
I mean, would you expect him to be someone else? This is the Strand that we met. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was making me not like Strand, honestly. But
that right there?
Yeah.
Out of everything that Strand did, that right there was
that
the
right
moment.
There. He always up to some sneaky shit, and that, you know, we'll get to it, because that's actually, he is my dislike, so.
That was the time right there. You say, I just can't do this guy.
I mean, you had to be selfish to a certain point when it's the apocalypse, but, like, his selfishness is so deep. It's like he truly only cares about himself, and he only will fake care about somebody if it benefits him. So it's still like he doesn't really care about anybody. Like, him and Madison are friends now, but I'm pretty sure if Madison was on the chopping block, he wouldn't give up everything for her.
I mean, I feel everything you're saying, and it's actually very funny, because he was saying that, I can't believe you squatted our guns away. Your guns.
Your guns. That was everything we had. He kept using the word we. I was like, dude, remember when he didn't even want to save them. Like, just going back to all the times that Strand has done stuff, And you're right. So yeah, it is. It is typical Strand.
It's him.
But still.
But you still can't say he wasn't right. I mean, he said all the wrong things, but he was right.
He was somewhat right, but this is Ophelia. We've been talking about this. They've known each other since season one. So, you know, from the beginning. And maybe Strand might not feel that close to Ophelia, which I don't know why, because he met Ophelia a little after they did, but still.
The only thing that's funny about this scene, well, that's very funny, but the only thing that I would disagree with as far as character change is Maddie. I mean, now you want to honor something. You want to honor a code. You want to bring Ophelia like you told him that you would. I mean, you just left your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You just left your daughter.
Well, Madison, I don't think Madison did it for, like, okay, this is the right thing to do. She did it because she's thinking three steps ahead. Like, we're going to need a place to stay. I got to do as much.
So you think she's playing chess. Yeah. Like Strand was talking about.
Yes. Madison doesn't do good stuff out of the goodness of her heart. She's worse than Strand, so I'm pretty sure
that's probably why they're cool.
She did it thinking like, shit, I better try to get Ophelia to Daniel so at least he can see her, and she can tell him, hey, we didn't do this to her, or it was an accident, and we're in his good grace.
Right,
that's why when she was mad when Ophelia died, like, no, don't do this to me.
smacked her up a little bit.
Wake up, bitch. She was pissed off. So, all right, so next on the likes list, Troy to Nick when he said, you stayed at the ranch because you loved me.
Yes.
We thought it was funny.
It was funny. And it made me right.
Yeah, that's why it was funny, because it was like, Nick didn't even deny it. He just looked at him like, shit. But here's my thing, and I, like, part of me likes it and part of me doesn't like it, is like, I see what they're doing with Troy. Like, they're slowly making Troy now, like, the rational one. He doesn't seem crazy anymore. He seems like just a cool dude, like, just an everyday guy.
So you think they're trying to rebuild his character?
I think they are. And it's like, I'm not going to ever forget all the crazy shit that he did. Like, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Daryl did some crazy stuff, but I always liked Daryl. But I don't know if he went as far. I mean, that's like all of a sudden we liking Negan all of a sudden, you know? Like, oh, Negan joins Rick crew, and then now we're fans of Negan.
Well, we have to really think about what's crazy in the zombie apocalypse. Is what he did really crazy?
Yes! He was sacrificing people!
I mean, is it really crazy?
Yes! He was worse than Killer Chris.
I mean, he was doing it all for the name of research.
He wasn't a doctor, just like Nick told him. You're not a scientist.
I mean, Killer Chris was just a killer.
Yeah. Wait, technically Killer Chris only killed one person.
Man, Killer Chris was about to kill his sister.
Stepsister.
It doesn't matter. About to kill his stepsister and his stepmother.
Yeah, we don't know what he was going to do that night.
In his sleep.
We don't know what was going to happen that night. Killer Chris was Killer Chris was much younger than Troy. Like, he was just a young, lost, confused kid.
And you can say the same thing about Troy.
Troy's a grown-ass man. Troy's reaching 30. Okay? He's about to turn 30 next month. So you can't tell me that. All right, Troy to Nick, he said, we are both the black sheep in our families, except you wish you weren't.
That was deep. Yeah, I love that saying. I love when you told him that. Because Troy accepted it. He's the black sheep, but he know it. I mean, he's crazy. He's not trying to hide it at all. In fact, that's the only thing that got the people to follow him. He was like a needed crazy. And remember, the girl said that like in the second episode. Or...
Gretchen. You talking about Gretchen when it died? When she said, Troy's doing stuff that we wouldn't do or that right. We can't do.
Right. He's like a needed crazy. You know, he's out there taking the chances. He's out there sacrificing people, trying to get the research done.
Man, you say research one more time. He wasn't doing research. He was just killing people.
I mean, you know, half empty, half full.
All right, next on the likes list is the little girl walker. I mean, I thought it was a little much that they had her with a pink shirt and the ponytails. But it's like, okay, what little girl was walking around with ponytails like that far out anyways? It was like, make sure that they know she had ponytails in. Like, those were the farthest out ponytails ever. Like, one was really left, one was really right. It was too much. And like, okay. So what did you think of the little girl walker, though, popping out?
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, they could have put a blue shirt on her. It didn't have to be pink. It was just a little cliche. Like, how they had her dressed, how they had her hair. Like, we wouldn't know it was a little girl if she had a blue shirt on or just a one ponytail. But,
well, you know, they had to play in your emotions. They have to let you know that this was a little girl. She lost her life. I mean, where's her parents at?
Yeah, that was sad. And then that is, like, how did she die in the balls? And then, like, where, it seems like, I don't know. Like, how did that happen? How did she die in there?
I mean, maybe she didn't die in there. Maybe she's a little girl. She went to
play afterwards?
She's a little girl. What do you think zombie little girls do?
Well, on The Walking Dead, they shows that they pick up, you know, teddy bears and stuff like that. But
I think that she was turning. Her parents probably gave her poison or something. Look, I'm making up something. I don't know.
He made up a whole story.
But I'm saying it could be like that. Like, her parents maybe gave her that last dose of poison and said, go play. They wanted her to go out enjoying herself. And then, you know, she jumped in the balls and that was it.
All right. So we kind of thought this was funny, but it was still likes on the likes list, because we've always said the walkers here on Fear are very different from the Walking Dead walkers.
They are.
And that's the walkers when they walk, like, straight into the door. And Gary's like, they never bump into walls. Like, they know exactly where they're going.
They,
like,
know where they're going.
You know, they don't ever bump into a window and go, oh, shit, that's not an entrance. They go directly to the doors, like, always.
Everywhere. It could be like 50 walkers.
Yep.
And all of them wait their turn to get in that door. They're not bumping into the wall. They're not hitting the side of that door.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like the walkers came up. Push the door open.
It was so funny.
I think I see one of them hold the door for the rest of them. Like, there was hell for the rest of them to come in.
Well, I thought they actually opened it with the door handle, but it took me a couple times and I don't know for sure, but it was too human like how they came in those doors. It was funny.
You'll never see them trip over nothing.
Right.
Never see them run into the wall. You know, you never see two try to get in the door at the same time and get stuck.
Yeah. So it was funny when we were watching. We thought it was alike.
But this is going back to the original zombies. I think they're doing something that they couldn't do or couldn't keep up with Walking Dead because they changed too soon. This is the episode number one, Morgan's wife, when she actually turned the door handle.
Right. And then, like we've said a few episodes ago, or just even last week with the walkers here, like, they're, like, actually wrestling people, like, jumping on their backs, but...
They jump on their backs, putting them in figure fours.
what's the thing in the... Where you put your hand around somebody, like, chokehold?
Yeah, chokehold, the headlock.
Yeah, like, they're doing that.
Rock bottom.
The people's elbow, everything.
Everything. Handcuffing. see the zombie cop.
That little girl did choke Alicia, though, didn't she?
Yeah, she's up on her back.
Yeah, and she choked her. Remember, Alicia was... I don't know if she choked her. But Alicia was down in the balls.
Yeah, like she was choking her out.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Madison realizing she was caught slipping when she was sleeping in front of Ophelia. I like that. Like, when I think Nick or somebody came in, she's like, oh, shit. Like, she realized, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I could have died right now.
Had her grab her knife.
Yeah.
And then Nick just walked in the door and told her, no, she's just sleeping.
She just sleep. Nick is never scared. Like, never.
I mean, he know the nod off, the doze, the sleep. You know, he is a ex-fiend.
Yeah, ex. He's a current fiend. All right, so we meet a young lady this episode. Some people are calling her Michonne Light.
I don't think she's Michonne Light. In fact, I don't like that they're calling her Michonne Light.
No, Michonne Light. Like she's a junior Michonne. Like, you know, we saw Michonne. Oh, okay, we saw Michonne by herself. You know, surviving, and here this girl is by herself surviving.
I mean, we didn't see so many people in a zombie apocalypse survive by themselves, but all of a sudden, you know, another minority come.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to get on to
no,
it.
I mean, no, I got you. But,
I mean, she can't be a Carol-like.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did think of Alicia as Carol this week, and I don't know if I wrote it down on our likes, but like with her saying,
why don't we think of Alicia as a Michonne?
Well, because I think of Alicia as Carol because, remember, Carol left the people because it was too much. Like, all that killing was too much. And being with a group of people, she was still having to kill. And that's kind of what Alicia told Nick this episode. Like, right. I was surrounded by people and almost died.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
So I wasn't comparing because of the race. I was comparing. I mean, they're not even looking at the different age brackets. I was comparing because, like, that's really what she reminded me of. Now, does the Dana girl, whatever her name is, the Alicia's new frenemy, does she remind me of Michonne? No, I mean, I guess the only way is that she was traveling alone. She's badass. She's doing it by herself. But, you know, we've seen a few characters do that.
Seen a lot of characters do that.
Andrea traveled on her own. We saw, you know, Maggie's left to go find Glenn, I believe, on her own. So there's been a few women that's done that. But when Alicia said, why you gotta make trouble when there isn't any, I did like that. And she's like, let's just split the potatoes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of them.
Like, are we really going to fight over this?
Kill or get knocked out or have to kill another human. Now, I do call into question the instant potatoes at a burger joint. Like, you don't go to Burger King and be like, let me get a burger and a side of mashed potatoes. Like, it just right. doesn't happen. So I'm like, right. what were these potatoes, instant potatoes at that, doing at this, at the burger joint? But, you know.
No. A new joint.
It did look like they had a breakfast. I saw they had a breakfast like display, so it's possible the instant potatoes became hash browns.
No.
No? Okay. That can't happen.
That can't happen.
Okay, I'm trying to bring reason to where there is no reason, but yeah. I thought it was funny, so I just let it be.
Maybe it's a fries, maybe it's a mashed potatoes.
You want fries or mashed potatoes with your burger?
Probably had baked potatoes. Fries, baked potato, mashed potato.
But it was instant potatoes. You can't make a baked potato out of instant potatoes.
No, I'm saying maybe they had a baked potato on the menu. See, I got to go. I got to look at that in slow motion and try to find the menu.
Oh, no, but the container said instant potatoes.
I know, but I'm saying if you see a menu, they might have options. Like either you get fries with this, you get a baked potato with this, like Wendy's.
I was just going to say that's a weird baked potato, but then, yeah, Wendy's does have Wendy's, baked potatoes.
You know, baked potato, and you know they're going to give you that mashed potatoes.
Yo, if Wendy come here with mashed potatoes next, man, it's going to be crazy. All right, so a few days ago on social media, mainly Twitter, we get Ryan Gosling. He's trending because they said his jacket game is super strong. And I want to nominate Strand for his jacket game being super strong.
It is.
Like, when he was walking to the people that he went to go see, like, his collar was so up. He looked like Dracula or something.
Yeah.
But his jacket...
Blackula.
Blackula. His collar game was strong. I was like, or his jacket. I'm like, Strand looks super cool right now.
He did.
Yeah, so I like that.
Had his collar up, you know, up to his slick waist. Yeah. about to give somebody up.
Right? About to sacrifice.
About to go snitch on somebody.
Sacrifice somebody's life for him to save his own.
Yep.
It's so horrible. All right, Daniel's reaction to Ophelia's death. The first time it didn't really hit me. I actually felt like it wasn't emotional enough. And then the second time watching it, like hearing him say, like, is this some type of sick joke? Like, what the fuck? Like, how did my daughter, clearly, who must have just died recently, because I'm pretty sure when he hugs her, she still has to be warm, possibly right. even hot if she had a fever. So I thought it was a good acting job there.
It was. I mean, I felt his pain. If you think about it, and what you said that you think one of them are going to die before they see each other. Maybe he's going to die right before he sees her, or she's going to die. And it's funny, it happened that way. Like, she actually died like a half a second before he got to the car.
It's typical TV writing. Like, what we were watching earlier, The Gifted, was it The Gifted? And I called something out. And then our daughter was like, how did you know it was going to happen? Oh, duh. It's typical TV writing. Like, some things are just so typical.
It's recycled.
Yeah, it's recycled. Like
over and over again.
I knew the moment that they told each other was alive, I'm like, they'll never see each other again.
Right.
Now, I did think, and I thought, I mean, I'm not trying to be sick, but I thought Daniel was going to kill himself too, because that would have been a double whammy. Like, when he saw and realized she was dead, I thought, when it pinned back to Madison, I thought we were going to hear a gunshot first, and it was going to be Daniel killing himself. Like, this is too much for me.
No, that don't make any sense.
Right. I mean, he would have been like, so, like, I kind of thought of Romeo and Juliet, but like father-daughter so Romeo and Juliet.
You're telling me he survived without his daughter all this time. Then once he get to his daughter and he find out she's dead, now he just can't live anymore?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. I thought that's what he was going to do.
I can't live either. No.
I thought that was going to happen for a second.
He's been surviving without her.
Yeah. But he thought she was alive. It was almost like giving him that hope. Like, now I wish they never even told him.
Well, he actually thought she was dead.
Yeah, but then that's what I said. They gave him hope by telling him that she was alive.
But, you know, he's surviving, thinks she's dead. Now she's really dead. Now he can still survive.
Right. All right, so the nucleus or whatever the hell, I don't know, from the brainstem, I don't know, for free. I have it on the likes list. I thought it was pretty gross, whatever the hell it was that Nick chugged down, like, no problem.
The upper. He wanted to be up.
And then Troy just followed. Like, Troy went from, no, I don't drink, to now he drank, popped a pill that he didn't know what it was, and then took a brainstem cell or whatever. I'm like, okay, you went pretty far. I think
it probably was like a root or something.
Okay. That shit was gross.
Like a ginseng root. Could have been anything. I mean, I don't think that what they took probably was actual drugs.
It was sitting soaking in that stuff maybe for so long.
Yeah, and plus they were already high, so this probably intensified it. It was probably like the sugar, the Kool-Aid.
Now, why do you think the guy gave it to him for free?
Well, he said, my fellow Americans. So I'm figuring they're back in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're probably back. He's glad to see him. And then he's glad to see somebody that's doing drugs.
Like, oh, home sweet home.
No. Real talk, like drug dealers, they're happy to see fiends. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, but how is he going to make... Well, I guess he's going to assume that Nick will be bringing him stuff to trade for the drugs.
Right. He gave him a little tester.
Okay.
For you, it's free.
To bring him, wheel him in.
Wheel him in, bring more junkies.
Right. Okay. All right, so this was the next, like... It was kind of weird, but we still... I don't know. It was kind of interesting at the same time. Like, when it first showed the girl and she's taking the teeth out and cutting the finger, I'm like, what the hell? Like, they're on some weird shit, you know? But yeah. Then... Later on, when she describes it to Alicia, and she's like, you know, their soul, because some Mexicans think that they'll give you gold for it or whatever, because they think it protects them from the biters by wearing it.
Because they probably have.
Yes, I'm saying, in some way, they're right.
Yeah, they probably tried it and saw that a walker didn't mess with them with other walker blood and stuff on them.
Right. Because I don't know if Alicia knows that putting the blood on them, I don't know if he ever told him that.
I think she know. I think she's seen him with the blood on him.
And now to think about it, why they should have prepared for that, you know, when the horde came.
Wrong. It wasn't Alicia that seen him. It was Killer Chris.
Killer Chris saw it?
Yeah.
But my thing is, that's something that Nick should have told everybody. Because when the herd came at the ranch, everybody could just easily put on walker blood. Like, they should have already had some walker blood on.
There's a lot of things that could have happened at the ranch.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we can't make any sense out of that. Don't even try now. Hurt your head.
So when Alicia and her new friend of me were talking, and she was just saying, like, hey, you know, this is the world we're living in. You got to just get used to it. I liked when Alicia said, who gets used to this? Like, this is not life. And I like that she's not thinking of this as life. Like she doesn't want to...
She hasn't conformed yet.
Yeah, she doesn't want to fully conform. And we've seen what happens when you conform, and even The Walking Dead with Rick, you just be killing anybody that comes up to you, you know?
You trust no one.
Yeah.
Which is not always a bad thing.
It would be hard to trust people in that world. I do put it that way. I do agree. All right, so Nick putting blood on himself and Troy and walking to the walkers, we thought that was pretty cool.
It was. I mean, that whole scene was great. It was excellent. The director did a fantastic job. I mean, we were there. We were in it. We were high, too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Not literally, but figuratively.
Yeah,
not literally.
Yeah. We don't do that.
Nope. All right, Madison telling Daniel the truth of her last conversation with Ophelia. Like, so at first she tried to lie to Daniel, and she was like, when he's like, what did he say? Or what did she say, excuse me? And she's like, she tried to do the cliche. She said to tell you she loves you. Daniel was like, okay, bullshit. Get the
fuck out of here.
Yeah, what did she really say? So I like Madison, just her, like, Madison's first instinct is always just to lie.
But it's everybody's. We can't be extra hard on Madison.
I wouldn't say everyone like in that world, or you just mean in general and we're in the real world?
No, everyone in that, both. People are going to tell you the good stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I can't, you know, I don't like Madison. So anything she does wrong, I'll be mad about it. But I don't blame her for trying to ease his pain by saying that lie.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he knew it was a lie. I mean, she's bit, fighting for her life. Then she goes to her father and she say, yeah, if I don't make it, tell him that I love him.
Yeah.
never told Daniel she loved him his life.
Yeah. No, life. I mean, she loved her dad before she got to know him, and then she hated him, and then she turned out to be just like him.
But Daniel wasn't fooled.
Yeah. All right, so when Alicia and her new friend and we decide, yes, we're going to hang out together, survive, you know, just the two of us will survive together.
I don't think they're frenemies anymore.
Well, she says no friends, just killing.
I think they're friends, not frenemy. It's a friend.
Yeah. they're gonna be, well, see, I don't know. I was going to say they're going to be like Michonne and Andrea, but, you know, they found each other.
Michonne and Andrea, here we go.
I swear it wasn't a race thing. I just thought of two women, like, they're traveling alone for a long time by themselves. I mean, I guess I could say Maggie and Sasha, but then it would sound the same way. It just keeps happening without me trying. So, anyway. All right, and the last, like, we have is Madison finally letting Nick go. Like, when Nick was like, yeah, I'm going to stay here, and he gave her some bullshit, you know, excuse, like, we'll get some money to trade. You know, we'll start trading up, so when you guys need it for the dam, we'll have it ready for you.
She gave him more of a fight than Alicia, though.
Yeah. But I think here, at this point, she kind of looked like, okay, like, you up to your old ways.
She knew he was high.
Because she had to know the drugs were missing. She didn't give Ophelia any more drugs, the original pills. She probably just didn't bring it up, but I'm pretty sure she realized, okay, there were like 6 pills here. Where are they now? Ophelia didn't take them on her own.
Plus, he's looking at her with his eyes wide open.
Yeah. She knew he was on drugs. Mother knows.
Man, everybody knows.
Yeah, everyone knew.
He's high right now. Nicole, don't look at him. He's high.
He's high, yeah. All right, so the only dislike, and I think this is more mine, I'm not sure, but Strand's storyline, everything that they're doing with Strand's character, but like this week he goes and he talks to some guys and he's like plotting something, and I'm pretty sure it'll come up in the season finale, but I just don't get it. And I know this is before, remember everyone's saying he's scared of Daniel. He's scared of Daniel. He don't know what Daniel will do. But it's like, you don't have to stay with Madison. Why are you about to betray your people or whatever it is that you're about to do? So that's what I read. People are suggesting that he's probably betraying. He's probably going to tell people about the dam. I think you even said it.
Yeah.
So I don't like the Strand storyline that they're going with it.
I mean, it's the Strand story. This has always been a Strand story. The only thing that confused me about it is if Strand knew all these people this whole time, like, he just knows everyone.
Right.
Like, why is he in the situation he's in?
All the time.
All the time. If I knew everybody, I knew where to go for this, I knew where to go for that. In fact, like, the guy that he went to go meet said, you know, tell him I want to see him, and I got something for him.
Right.
He's going to want to hear this. Where was that guy at when they put him out there in cuffs, you know, tied his leg up or put the cuffs on his leg? Like, he's in too much shit and getting too much or too many, like, almost death moments.
Right.
To be someone that knows everyone. Close calls.
Not to mention, like, if you're that scared of Daniel, just stay put to where you are and start trading and figuring out a little hustle inside this little gated community or whatever.
I don't see the fear. I don't think he's scared of Daniel.
Then what do you think it is?
I think for some reason he wants to be the man. Like, after years of conning, that's his goal. That's always been his goal.
Okay.
Everybody that he goes meet are the men. You know, they're the ones running stuff. And he's tired of going to them, trying to, you know, go to them with the long con and all this other stuff, begging them for this, that, the other. He wants to be that person.
He wants people to come to him, probably.
Right. I mean, that's why he became a doctor.
Yeah. Doctor in another life. That was funny. All right. So you guys can send us feedback. We'd love to hear from you, especially for that season finale. dead@theverdictsin.com. Or on Twitter @TheVerdictsIn or Facebook.com/TheVerdictsIn. And we'll discuss your feedback on the podcast. Today we have a Twitter comment from It's All Screen. And that's the Twitter name, @It's All Screen.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. So it goes, not sure why Nick is upset or why Daniel was upset. Need to see the season finale, hoping it will all tie together.
Yeah, I don't understand why Nick is so upset. I don't understand why Nick don't want to go on, why this is the place for him.
Yeah, I know why Daniel's upset. Daniel's upset because his daughter died.
Daniel was he was rightfully upset. But I guess at the moment, like I was saying, that he spent all the time without his daughter, that it did seem kind of weird.
What, that he was upset when she died?
No, you know, that upset at Madison.
Oh, okay.
Like how he directed his anger towards her instead of going into his feelings first.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's kind of good that Madison told Walker not to come. Who, actually, we didn't write down, but I was like, okay, Walker is acting like him and Ophelia were not in a relationship. Like,
he was.
You would think they were just friends or whatever. Like, he was not, he didn't seem heartbroken over this person that, like, seemed like they were supposed to be in love.
He wasn't.
I think the writers forgot that him and Ophelia were together somehow, some way.
Yeah, Ophelia's dying and he reminiscing, but not about the times they were together.
Right, he's like, I lost everything yesterday.
And I thought he was about to say he lost Ophelia. Yeah. I lost the only thing I truly loved.
Right, so.
The farm.
The farm, the ranch. My family's bones. It's like, wait, Ophelia's sitting here dying right next to you, dude.
And you're having a pity party.
Right. So, yeah. Man,
dog face died.
Dog face?
What's his name?
Crazy dog.
Crazy dog.
Yeah. Wait, you know, crazy dog didn't die. He was just there.
I done killed crazy dog off.
Yeah, I'm all co-signing with you. Yeah,
crazy dog was there. Crazy
dog. You know what? I don't remember seeing crazy dog throughout the whole episode, but he was at the beginning when Ophelia fell off the truck. Yeah. And then I don't really remember seeing him that much after that.
Right.
All right. Thank you. It's All Screen. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And now for our award and prediction. I ain't fearing shit, Gary. Who do you got?
I ain't fearing shit. We'll have to go to Nick. I mean, this guy is walking around town high as hell, walking through walkers. I mean, when you high, how do you even know stuff like that at work? I would think he'd be scared or like, oh, man.
Paranoid or something.
Yeah, paranoid, like, oh, I'm going to put this on me and it might not work. I'm going to get bit. But this dude is going around town looking for drugs. This is not a familiar place. Nick makes every place his home.
Yeah.
Everywhere he go, people love him.
Yeah.
He's like the life of the party.
I'm going to agree with you. Like, part of me wants to do Alicia because she is off on her own and it has to be scary.
But it could be Alicia because she did chase those potatoes down.
Yeah. Like, I would have been like, fuck, those potatoes are gone. Actually, I would have never been on my own. I would have been too scared. I've been falling around my shit-ass mom, Madison. Like, okay. But I am going to give it to Nick. That's only Nick. Because, yeah. You know, even when he's high, he still knows what to do. He's like, let's just put the blood on us. I'm like, what's that?
I drive better when I'm drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, I think better when I'm high.
I think better when I'm high. Man, me and these walkers are friends, so.
They're high, too.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. Now, what was going on with him at the end when he's like, I can't go back. I can't go back. I can't go back. I can't go back. So, like, maybe that's what It's All Screen is talking about. Like, he was freaking out. Remember, and Troy kind of like bear hugged him. I was like, it's all right.
Yeah. Then you can't go back where?
Yeah. Because then the next morning he seemed fine.
He can't go back to being normal?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. He can't go back to like not doing the drugs and stuff like that. Maybe he don't want to go back.
Right. You know, everybody don't want to clean up.
Yeah.
He was forced.
Yeah. He was forced. Yeah. Remember, he was in the middle of getting high when the apocalypse started.
Yeah.
He was fine with his life.
Yep.
So, all right, most likely to die, who you got?
This is tough. 2-hour season finale, who will die? Nobody of importance. I can't see them killing off anybody of importance. There's 5 people left?
Yeah, 5 from the original cast, or 4. No, 5.
Yeah,
the Clarks, people. And then Strand and Daniel.
Right. And we say there's 6 people because I don't think they're going to kill off
what, Walker?
Troy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, Walker. But
I meant 5 of the original.
Okay. You gave me a person. Okay. Walker. Walker's going to die.
Okay.
If they got to kill off anybody, it'll be Walker. He doesn't have a reason to be on the show anymore.
Yeah.
His storyline is over with.
I kind of like Walker, though. So, with that being said, I'm going to say Daniel. It's either Daniel or Strand, but I'm going to say Daniel. I think Strand's going to kill Daniel. Because, look it, they gave us Walker, and Walker's a strong guy. Daniel's a strong guy. They're not going to have 2 strong guys. They're going to get rid of one of them, and it's going to be Daniel. And it's going to be like, oh, shit, right after Ophelia died, now Daniel goes. like, oh, Strand killed Daniel. It's going to be like, oh, my gosh. So
you're going with Daniel.
I'm going to go with Daniel. Most likely die.
All right.
By Strand's shenanigans.
It'd be crazy if it happened that way.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're just guessing the way they die down to the, you know, the little smallest detail.
Yeah.
Die with her eyes open. Look it up. Asking God why. Right.
Is Strand gonna die? I mean, not Strand. Daniel gonna die. He gonna give some, like, you know, this is what should have happened, or, you know, I deserve this, or whatever bullshit he's been talking about for the last 3 seasons. It should have been
me instead of my daughter.
Yeah. Or I'll finally be, or what's his wife's name? Maria, I'm coming home.
There's a possibility. He's gonna say some but shit I don't like think that. I think they need Daniel.
No, I love Daniel. I just know what they're going to do.
I think every character they have are main characters or characters they're going to need to carry the show on. And plus, I'm hearing talks about a crossover.
Yes. Yeah. They announced the other day that there's definitely going to be a crossover in 2018. So it's going to be a flashback, of course.
I'm going to put it like this. That girl that everyone say Michonne like, she may not come out and say, yeah, I'm young Michonne.
No, they can't even call her Michonne. She had a different name and everything. But I will say, maybe Nick's girlfriend that left, Luciana, maybe she might run into someone. Hopefully, you know, if we see her ever again, she made safety somewhere. Or it may be Killer Chris.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be real cool.
Yep.
Real, real cool. So, we'll see.
Killer Chris, the one with the pastor car. What was it? The hearse from the...
Oh, the one that took Beth?
Yeah.
Somehow they're going to show Chris in the background. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, you guys, that is all we have. Remember to write us in dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin and leave us a review and rating. If you've been listening all season, we appreciate it, first of all. We really do.
We do.
But also leave us a review and rating on the Apple Podcast. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.